Now, if somebody asks about your COVID vaccination status, are they violating the healthcare law known as HIPAA? No, they are not legally. Under COVID-19, HIPAA has become a hot topic of debate as talk about vaccines in the workplace, schools, and elsewhere ramp up. HIPAA stands for Health Insurance Protection and Accountability Act. That's a federal law that was passed during the Clinton administration. To quote the Department of Health and Human Services, HIPAA gives you rights over your health information and sets rules and limits on who can look at and receive your health information. It likely doesn't apply to personal conversations or things at the workplace, for example. We're going to talk about what it does cover and how it works and hopefully clear up some misconceptions and misinformation along the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to know about HIPAA? What questions do you have about it? If you work in the healthcare industry, are there aspects of HIPAA that you find confusing or unclear? What do you really want people to understand about HIPAA yourself? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Julie Rovner is Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News and the host of KHN's What the Health podcast. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us the basics of what HIPAA really is and why it exists?
Yes, HIPAA is actually 25 years old this month. It was signed in August of 1996. I actually covered it. And you got a word wrong. HIPAA stands for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability
yes.
Act. That's right. And that's what it was really for. It was all about being able to take your... We think of portability as taking your health insurance with you when you change jobs. But what HIPAA really did is it made it possible for you to leave one job with insurance and get another job with insurance and not have a year-long waiting period. So it started out really just being about the portability part. It was a bipartisan bill, but Republicans decided that they wanted to have a little more than just that. That was mostly a Democratic idea. So they put in a big chunk of administrative simplification, trying to streamline the way medical records were digitized. We're just starting out with electronic medical records in the 1990s. Obviously, the internet was still pretty young. And at the very end, this went on for like a year. At the very end, Congress said, you know, if we're going to have all of this electronic medical information racing around, we should make sure that it's protected, that people's health information isn't accidentally released. And that's where we got the privacy part of HIPAA. It actually wasn't in the law. What the law said is that Congress should pass another law to ensure the privacy of this medical information by 1999. And if not, then the administration will do it. And of course, Congress missed the deadline. The Clinton administration put out the privacy rules. The incoming George W. Bush administration tinkered with them a little bit. And that's the HIPAA that we have today. It actually took effect in 2003. And that's why every time you go to the doctor, you get that little notice to sign, because that's one of the requirements of the rules. But the important thing about HIPAA is that it only applies to healthcare providers and the people they do business with. So insurance companies, doctors, hospitals, what are called healthcare clearinghouses that handle private medical information. Nobody else is really covered by HIPAA.
And as you mentioned, the P is portability, not the bit of misinformation I gave there. The key is that, or part of the story here is so that, you know, if I go to a clinic here and then switch providers, or a clinic and then an unaffiliated hospital or whatever, these are rules in part, right, to make sure that my information can be shared with my consent to make sure I'm getting the right treatment from one place to another. Is that part of the goal here?
Yes, that's not the portability part, but yes, that is the part of the other half, the accountability part. There was a big anti-fraud piece and then a big administrative simplification piece. So yes, it's about who can have your health information and who needs to protect it from unauthorized disclosure.
What kind of things have you seen out there that are getting HIPAA wrong, that a lot of people are talking about and misinterpreting what HIPAA does?
Well, we've seen athletes, you know, when someone's asked, are you vaccinated? The athlete will say, you know, you can't ask that because of HIPAA. Well, I'm a reporter. Reporters aren't covered by HIPAA. We can ask anything we want. Patients have a right to not tell, you know, to not answer. There's nothing that requires you to answer that question, but there's nothing in HIPAA that prevents anybody from asking it, including employers. Employers have to be careful because there are other laws that employers could accidentally violate, like the Americans with Disabilities Act. But employers are certainly allowed to ask employees about their vaccine status if it has a business reason. And obviously today, you know, with a contagious disease running around, that would be a business reason.
However, if that reporter or that employer called up, say, my healthcare provider and was asking questions about my health conditions or treatments or things like that, then HIPAA kicks in?
Yes, your doctor or your healthcare provider is covered by HIPAA. They cannot release your medical information without your permission.
We're talking to Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, about HIPAA, what it does, what it doesn't do, misinformation out there. You could join in with your questions or comments at 800-642-1234. Are you confused about claims you've heard about what HIPAA is and isn't? If you work in the healthcare industry, at a clinic, insurance company, you name it, are there places where HIPAA makes life difficult or confusing for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Julie, we should distinguish HIPAA, H-I-P-A-A, which is the thing we're talking about, from a thing that's going around a lot on social media, HIPAA, H-I-P-P-A, which doesn't exist. Have you been
that's
seeing
right.
this floating around?
That's right. I have indeed. And I mean, this has been a problem from the beginning. People hear HIPAA and they just assume it's spelled H-I-P-P-A. It is not. It is spelled H-I-P-A-A because it is simply the acronym for the name of the law.
How limited are the privacy protections in actually existing HIPAA?
Basically what HIPAA is trying to do is say that people who have what's called protected healthcare information, your personal medical information, can't release it except to other people who are authorized to have it, to anybody that you give permission. HIPAA also has a piece, where you can actually get access to your own medical records, which was not a legal right prior to HIPAA. Before that, you had to ask, and sometimes there would be, you know, enormous charges for, you know, Xeroxing medical records. But that it is limited to people who collect your medical information and who have reason to share it with others.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Jack is with us in Caledonia. Jack, hi.
Yeah, a couple things you mentioned. One was the American Disability Act, okay, which prevents anybody from discriminating against anybody with a medical condition, correct?
That's correct. Well, a disabling medical condition. A medical condition that's considered a disability.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is death considered a disability? I mean, if they're saying COVID, you know, creates death, is that a potential, you know, disability or, you know.
Well, I guess, what are you asking, Jack?
You know, because, you know, the point is asking somebody about their medical situation, okay, they can ask a question, but there's nothing that compels you to answer it, okay? And if they prevent you from going into the store just because you don't answer it, you know, isn't that discrimination?
Oh, I see where you're going, Jack. Okay, thanks a lot. So Julie, if a store or workplace says, show you're vaccinated or you can't come in, or show you're vaccinated, you can only come in with a mask, and Jack is raising concerns that that's a form of discrimination based on health status, I think is where he's going with that, Julie.
Yeah, but it's not based on disability. Mm-hmm. So it's not covered by the ADA.
Got it. Jack, thanks a lot for calling in with a question. Let's go to Andrew now in Janesville. Andrew, hi.
Yeah, hi. I had a question back when I was a journalist. Sometimes we would ask county governments, school districts, and this was relevant during COVID early on, whether or not they have reported cases and where those cases were, like, you know, down to the municipality or a particular school, and their response was that would violate HIPAA because, you know, even though we're not requesting the name or the identity of anyone, they said by saying that there would be a case there, that somehow could, you know, out the person or identify the person. And, yeah, I just remember going in circles with them and, you know, their legal people about that. I just thought it was ridiculous. Just kind of seemed like a cop-out.
Andrew, thanks a lot for that story. Julie, I don't think that HIPAA would cover a city releasing statistics about COVID by, I don't know, zip code or municipal block or things like that.
No, it doesn't. And HIPAA doesn't cover most schools and school districts. It would not be a HIPAA violation. Could be a privacy violation. And there are some states that do have stricter laws than HIPAA. But generally, we've seen over the years, and as a reporter, I've seen this many times, people refusing to answer questions citing HIPAA when HIPAA has nothing to do with the reason they don't want to answer the questions. I've seen veterinarians who have cited HIPAA in talking about animal health. HIPAA does not cover animals. It only covers people. And it doesn't cover, this is really important, de-identified information. So information that is not connected to an individual person. That was important because researchers were worried that they wouldn't be able to get a hold of important information that they need. They don't need the person's name, but they would need things for public health, like how many COVID cases there are.
We're picking up our talk now on health privacy laws, especially the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, also known as HIPAA. Just part of it's about privacy, really. There's been a lot of confusion and misinfo out there about what it is, what it covers, what it doesn't. Kaiser Health News Chief Washington Correspondent Julie Rovner is here to help us sort it out. And you can join in with your questions and comments, maybe experiences, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now. Robert is with us in Sister Bay. Robert, hi.
Hello. My question is, if a healthcare provider has a contract with a third-party data management business to manage their patient health information, so they're not managing it directly, they've hired another company to do that, is that third-party data management business subject to HIPAA patient info release rules?
Interesting question, Julie.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the original requirements. It's called business associates, that basically everybody who handles medical information as part of sort of the health insurance process, which includes billing and maintaining records, they are all covered by HIPAA.
Robert, thanks a lot for the question. Let's go to Zeke now in Horicon. Zeke, hi.
Well, hello. Thank you for putting me on the air. The young lady before I talked to a screener, I thanked her for Rob for at least admitting that you did pass on some misinformation about HIPAA.
Got the P wrong.
Well, good. That's good. Good. You could do that because typically I hear you put on a lot of guys like Jack and the Milwaukee Republicans that just can't stand any kind of government in any way, shape, or form.
Right, what do you want to ask about, Zeke?
I want to thank the lady for putting on the information. Not asking, it's just simply this. HIPAA was done, nothing to do with vaccines. It had everything to do with insurance companies, which were trying to get information from people illegally to get them off their policy or exclude coverage for them. That's all HIPAA is about. And it was the evil of the Clintons who did that, government interfering, try to protect people from getting screwed by insurance companies. So that's just what I wanted you to know, Rob.
Okay. Zeke, thanks for the call. Julie, was that part of the story of why we have HIPAA, keeping insurance companies from finding information that they could use to bump us, as Zeke says?
Well, no, they still could. It was just telling them even if they found that information, they couldn't bump you, at least in certain cases. The Affordable Care Act was what really made the restrictions on pre-existing conditions go away. But HIPAA was the first piece of that. What was going on at the time is that there was sale of medical information used for advertising, you know, when you would get the postcards from the drugstore that said, you know, we know you have diabetes, you may be interested in this product. That was one of the things that HIPAA, that the privacy part of HIPAA was intended to address, was the marketing.
Talking to Julie Rovner from Kaiser Health News, looking at HIPAA, what it is, what it isn't, what it means for your medical records. Still time for you to join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Alyssa is with us now in La Crescent, Minnesota. Alyssa, hi.
Hi. I had a kid that ended up with COVID back in when school was still going on. And so the school nurse ended up contacting us, but the school nurse ended up actually also being a hockey liaison for COVID. And then she ended up contacting us through the Hockey Association before we had released that information about our child. I was just wondering if that was within her right or if that should have been us to tell them, which we would have told them, but just wondering.
Interesting. So a school nurse going to the sports team and giving a heads up on COVID, Julie.
That's a really interesting question. That very well could be a HIPAA violation because a school nurse would have been covered by HIPAA and probably should not have told anyone else. There are public health exceptions, though, to HIPAA, and that's sort of the irony of all of this. So that may have been part of the public health, or it could have been part of contact tracing. So it's not as quite as cut and dry as sometimes it seems.
Alyssa, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Julie, one thing that, as I understand it, is very much not covered under HIPAA is information we put it out there in the world ourselves. For example, semi-hypochondriacs like me searching every health condition on the internet, that information is fair game for the Googles and others of the world to aggregate and do with what they want, right?
Yes, it is. That's not Google is not a healthcare provider, and neither are you.
There are gray areas where I understand some big technology companies may have health-related affiliates. So if, I'm going to make this up here, Google buys a health data company, maybe a third-party processor, does HIPAA mean they have to have kind of a wall between information they collect in one place and information they collect in another?
That's what very high-powered lawyers are there to figure out. You know, even Amazon, which is now getting into the pharmacy business, that part of the business would a HIPAA would apply to them, and I think they would have to be kept separate. I apologize, my dog barking in the background.
And that's not a HIPAA violation, barking during a conversation about HIPAA. Do I have that right, Julie?
Correct. Pretty sure not.
It's okay. It's during COVID, we've got to meet a lot of people's pets, so not a problem at all.
I figured.
It's actually been kind of fun. I kind of liked it. So, Julie, HIPAA has been revised a few times and updated over the years. Is there any talk about, hey, technology has changed, the industry has changed? Is there talk about updating HIPAA now for the future?
You know, I haven't heard a lot of talk about that. There's a lot going on in Washington on healthcare. I think HIPAA probably could use an update. Remember, it's not technically a law. It's technically a regulation. So it could be updated anytime an administration wanted to. And it has been updated, you know, over the years via regulation, because that's technically what it is.
And Julie, this misinformation about HIPAA, what it is, what it does, it's just part of a big landscape of misinformation in the health world out there. What would you recommend to people as they see claims about health, about vaccines, about HIPAA, you name it? How do they make sure they're getting good information?
Well, HIPAA in particular, there's a very good website maintained by the Department of Health and Human Services, the federal HHS, which is responsible for actually enforcing the law and cracking down on people who violate the law. Consumers can file complaints if they think that they've had their personal information wrongly disclosed. That's a really good place to go to get information. There are a lot of good government websites. I mean, there is so much information. I should point out misinformation about HIPAA is as old as HIPAA itself. It's just we've seen a lot of it during COVID because so many people are concerned about whether other people might have a contagious disease. So it has come up more. And as you point out, we've seen more purposeful disinformation. There's been a lot of misunderstanding of HIPAA, but it hasn't mostly been for malfeasance purposes. Whereas I think with a lot of COVID, there have been people who have been purposely spreading information that's incorrect.
Julie, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me and the dog.
That was Julie Rovner and her dog. Julie is the chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News and the host of KHN's What the Health podcast. She gave us an explanation of HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, and what it does and doesn't cover. if you're looking for any particular information related to COVID and health and haven't heard us talking about it, or not much anyway, let us know about it. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Let us know what you want to know. If you're seeing a lot of information out there, say on your social media, for example, that you think it's confusing or you think it might be misleading, give us a heads up and something we can tackle in a future conversation, much like this one, maybe with Julie again. Again, email ideas@WPR.org.